Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earn In. Earn In empowers you to live life to the fullest by providing up to $100 a day of your pay within minutes of earning it. No mandatory fees and no credit check. Access up to $750 per pay period. It's easy and free to get started. Add your bank and employment info and they'll verify your paycheck. I just booked a few trips for this year, so I know I'd use the money I got from EarnIn on my travel expenses. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download EarnIn today, spelled EARNIN, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in For the Girls under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. For the Girls under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, daily max and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. A few years ago, I got the idea that I wanted to sell women's clothing and lingerie, but I had no idea where to get started. I was so overwhelmed, but then I found Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. One of the biggest obstacles for a first-time shop owner like me is having no e-commerce experience, but Shopify simplified everything so much that the site became the least of my worries. What I love about Shopify is that they give you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. From the graphic design aspect to making customer service super easy on my end, there's nothing you can't do. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/forthegirls. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/forthegirls.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we have such a good interview with Brianne Helfrich, who is like the ultimate businesswoman, and she's a STEM girly. She's super impressive. Bri is a full-time PhD student studying bioethics. She's a six-figure business owner with her brand, Helfrich Collective. And she's even a podcast host of her show, Welcome to the Collective, which she interviewed me on. And that episode will be out 2 days from this episode going live. So this upcoming Wednesday. Today is Monday. And in 2 days, that will be out on Wednesday. And in that interview, we talked about all things confidence, especially confidence in dating. And it's just such a fun, girly conversation that you won't want to miss. So be sure to check out Welcome to the Collective podcast to listen to that. But in today's conversation here, we're talking about how to get your mindset right for starting a business, uncovering your why, getting to know yourself, dealing with limiting beliefs, and of course, Brianne shares her biggest tips for starting a business and more. And you girls are going to love this conversation, so let's get right into it. Okay, everyone, please welcome Brianne to For the Girls. Brianne, introduce yourself to the girls.
Hi, everyone. I am so excited to be here. My name is Brianne Helfrich. I am 26 years old. I currently live in Toronto. I am a full-time bioethics PhD student. I also own my own clothing brand called Helfrich Collective. And then I'm a fellow podcast host, and I have a podcast called Welcome to the Collective. And yeah. That's me.
Oh yeah, that's me. That's about it. Okay, I really want to hear about your journey with Helfrich Collective, because that to me is like really impressive. For the girls listening, we actually also just recorded an interview where Brianne interviewed me. So that will be on her podcast. So you guys can listen to what I'm about to say there. However, you just said that started like after a situationship or something of the sort.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear about this. This was your first experience with business. It's a mental health like focus, brand, and that's kind of what started it. Semi started by a situationship, I think. I want to understand the full picture, so just tell me everything.
Yeah, it honestly is kind of wild and confusing. I mean, my whole school journey and everything that I've ever studied has been within medicine and kind of within healthcare. And so in 2020, I was going to school at the University of Arizona. Obviously, pandemic hit. I got sent back home to Canada in lockdown, and my mental health just kind of started to take a massive spiral. I wrote the MCAT twice, and for any of the girlies who have ever taken the MCAT, like that is a bitch of an exam and the worst thing I could
What is
have.
that?
So that's like your med school admissions
Got it.
exam. It was 8 hours. You don't get formula sheets, no calculators. You're just sitting there writing different sections. Like it was literally the worst thing of my life. And I took it twice because I didn't do well. And so that happened. And then I got into a situationship where I basically was begging someone to like me, like on my hands and knees, begging this man to want to date me. And he was like, I don't really like anything about you. And so
No, no.
when that relationship ended, because obviously he ended it, my mental health just went so crazy. And I really just started to kind of, like I said, downward spiral. I was really struggling with disordered eating. I was in lockdown. Like there was just so much happening. I got rejected from med schools and I just felt like my life was over. And I basically needed something to kind of pull myself out of that mental spiral and just put my energy into something positive. I mean, I wasn't in school at the time. I didn't have a job at the time. Like I was literally just sitting at home. And so I decided that I wanted to raise awareness for mental health because the way that I looked at it, I felt like a lot of people from the outside looking in probably thought that my life was like pretty perfect based on what I was posting or what people would hear, or what they would see, and that kind of thing. And I really wanted to just raise awareness for the fact that a lot of us were not okay in that moment. And so I decided to make one hoodie kind of just on a whim. And everyone really liked it. The local news media picked it up and it kind of just got a lot of attention. And from there, I kind of thought maybe this can be a real thing. Maybe I can keep going. And now we're at 3 years and it's my little baby.
What was your first hoodie's like design?
So it's literally the one that I'm wearing, but on the
Oh.
back it says trust in it. And basically it's because in that moment I would always tell myself, like, you just have to trust in the fact that life is working for you and not against you. And so, yeah, I basically just designed something randomly and people loved it.
Wow, so that's really cool. Like it took off right away. Did you have that goal of really scaling your business to have tons of success? Because I know you have a lot of press. I know it was in a lot of different, magazines. And like you said, your local news like picked it up. Did you want that? Or did you kind of think of this as just being like a little passion project, just a little fun, like almost hobby in a way?
Yeah, I totally thought, I mean, honestly, until probably like a few months ago, I really honestly still kind of thought of it as a passion project and as a hobby. And at a certain point, I kind of realized that this is actually a full business and I have employees and I have people working for me and I kind of have to treat it like that. But for honestly, like the longest amount of time, I just thought this was kind of just a fun little thing that I was just doing on the side. But yeah, it's a full-blown business that I have to run and manage.
Yeah. And it's a six-figure business that you're running and managing while, like you said, also being a full-time PhD student, you're a podcast host, and you're also just a 26-year-old trying to live life. So I think it's really important to note all of those things. I'm assuming that you have a big balancing act going on. So would you say that that's like the secret sauce to doing it all, really managing your time, getting good at balancing? Or are you like, I'm not even balancing at all, I'm just kind of trying to do everything? Like, what's your secret sauce?
Yeah, everyone always asks me kind of like tips and tricks on how I balance everything. And I always tell them that I don't. I mean, some weeks are super school focused, and I really know that I just have so much shit I have to do. Like last week, I had exams. And so that whole week, I just focused on school. This week, I'm focusing more on HC and the podcast. And so I think kind of the way that I balance it, honestly, is just like knowing what needs to be done and prioritizing certain things in different moments. I feel like I'm always on with HC and kind of with the podcast. Like, I feel like I'm always thinking about it, but just knowing certain things that have to get sent to manufacturers or certain press things that I have to do or certain assignments for school and kind of just managing what takes priority for that day and getting that done.
Yeah, it's just it's knowing. It's also like following your intuition or your gut of just like knowing what needs the priority that day, like knowing what needs to be worked on. Yeah, I think that that's really important, especially because, like you said, a lot of people ask you for tips and tricks on that, but they probably think it's the only way to be successful is to have like a really like foolproof system of like, okay, from 9 to 3, I work on this every Monday. Then from 10 to 2, I work on this every Tuesday. When the reality is sometimes each area is going to have a different need. You know, with school, you might have more work or more studying to do. With your podcast, you might be 2 episodes ahead and now you don't have to record that week. Like, you know, different things are just going to have needs at different times. So it's probably not that black and white cookie cutter to be like, okay, here's my, you know, foolproof system. And I think a lot of people get really hung up on that, thinking like, I need to have, you know, a set game plan for each day. So I think that that's a really good point that you said. But one thing that stood out for me when I, you know, was looking through your page, like your social media page and also your podcast, was how many business tips you do have. More specifically, you have an episode, Your 3 Key Tips for Girls Wanting to Start a Business. And of course, I listened, I dove into all of that, and I thought this was perfect for you to share. So I would love if you can share what your 3 key tips are for girls who want to start a business.
Yeah, so the first one is I feel like it's really important to know your why. I feel like a lot of the time when someone starts a business, we kind of have the mentality that it's going to be a really easy and quick sort of way to make money. And for a lot of us, that's not the case. If that works, if that's happening for you, I'd love that for you. But for a lot of us, that's not actually going to be something that happens. And so you have to know why you're doing what you're doing because you're going to probably end up going in debt a little bit. It's going to take a lot longer for things to actually come to fruition and for you to see a return on your investment. And so you want to make sure that you have some other reason besides making money to kind of fuel you to want to keep going. And so that's like one of my, that's probably the number one thing I say to anyone when they want to start a business is money can't be the reason that you're doing what you're doing. I also think it's really important to know what makes you different than everyone else. And because, I mean, I own a clothing brand. Literally every single person and like their mom owns a clothing brand. Like every single person makes a hoodie, every single person wears loungewear. Like it's not an innovative thing. I didn't come up with something brand new. But I think what makes HC a little bit different is the way that we advocate, we donate for every organization. And honestly, in the least like cocky way possible, I think it's me running the business. One, I have different ways of viewing things than someone else that might be running a clothing brand. But also, I think a lot of people kind of get a little bit of inspiration from me doing all these different things and being able to like handle all of it. And I think it just kind of shows people like you can really just do it all if you want. And I also think doing research before you actually start is so helpful. I mean, when I first came up with the idea to start my brand, I mean, I knew nothing. I didn't know how to do literally anything. I'm not a fashion girl at all, so I had no clue. And I just researched the shit out of everything. I mean, being a STEM major, like research is my bread and butter and like everything that I do in life. So I looked up what people were doing in the same industry. I was getting inspiration from people outside the industry, even because I think that that's such a good way to kind of change things up. Look at, I don't know, the food industry, if you're a clothing brand, to be like, what is Heinz ketchup doing that I love? Maybe I can put that into my clothing brand somehow. But just doing so much research and figuring stuff out can really just help you to kind of start.
I've been trying to save money for a while, but it seemed like my bank account was always stuck. Thankfully, I heard about Rocket Money and gave it a try. It turns out I had a bunch of subscriptions I was paying for that I had totally forgotten about. Rocket Money helped me cancel some of them, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money gives me full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a few taps. The dashboard even shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users that has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/forthegirls. That's rocketmoney.com/forthegirls. rocketmoney.com/forthegirls. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. My social battery has been drained lately. After catching up on work, meeting my deadline, spring cleaning, prepping everything I have to cook for the upcoming holidays, and trying to find time to spend with my friends and family on top of it all, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up. So it's so important to be aware of how you recharge. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. BetterHelp can help you learn and set boundaries and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It's not just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime if need be at no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/forthegirls today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/forthegirls.
Just start.
Yeah. First of all, I love so much that you said. It like creeps me out how many overlapping things that we have, like things that we say, things that we feel. Like it's so crazy to me because I can pinpoint a few things that you just said, and I'm like, oh my God, I say that. Oh my God, yes, I feel the same way. Like, and it's funny because we only just connected, so it's not like we've been seeing each other's content forever, and we like pick up on things each other says. We just both genuinely feel and think the same way, which I absolutely love. But first of all, when I started my brand, which I is kind of on pause right now, but when I started Vixen the label, that was one thing that was taught to me. What you just said was actually, she said, don't even look within your industry at all. Look completely 100% outside of your industry, because what happens is then people just start to copy. And then
Totally.
it's like, if you're okay, for me, it's lingerie. For you, it's hoodie. So if you're only looking at hoodies, for me, I'm only looking at lingerie. There's going to be like, what makes you different then if you're all just doing the same thing? So I think what you just said about like the ketchup brand, even like, such a good point and such a valid point, and something I heard so long ago. And when you're starting out, you don't really understand it. You don't really get it. Like, okay, but I'm starting lingerie. I want to look at Le Perla. I want to look at, Blue Bella, like all the main Victoria's Secret, whatever. It's like, don't do that, because that's when you end up just copying, and that's when things like don't, work out in your favor. So that's a huge tip that I think you girls need to really make sure you take away from this. If you're thinking about starting a business, look for inspo elsewhere, no matter what the brand is, no matter how far off it is. You never know what they're doing that could stand out to you. But also, I really want to talk, well, first of all, of course, your second point, which was about what makes you stand out. That's super important, but I want to skip over and go to the why. That is something that cannot be stressed enough. I think honestly, in life, when you girls listen to the episode that Brianne just interviewed me on, you'll actually hear me talk about when I kind of transitioned from business coaching more into confidence coaching. And what did I say? You know, the impact was more important than the income. That's because that's when you lean into your why. And there's going to be like, you can love what you do, and that could be great and all, but and you could be making good money and having fun, but there has to be a reason why you wake up every morning and choose to do that, especially when you start a business, especially because starting a business is hard. It's not easy. So why do you wake up every day and do something this hard? You know, not it's not just going to be because you make good money, and it's not just going to be because it's fun. There, it has to fuel you. Like, it has to be serving a bigger purpose, you know, in a way. And I think you, like you said, you're going to go into debt at points. Like, I think that is something really important for girls to understand, that there's going to be times where there's no financial reward whatsoever. You know, you're not making anything back. But when you're passionate enough about something, and when you're excited enough about something, you're going to continue to show up for it. And I think that's what so many girls lack, especially when it comes to starting their own business, that excitement and the true passion. So I think because of that, a lot of people quit too soon. Whereas you're someone who continued to go and go and go, even when you weren't making, you know, the money, or even when it was really hard. So with that being said, do you think it's possible for girls to develop a why? Or do you think that, like, you have to be born with this specific passion? Like, this has to be what you were put on this earth to do. Or do you think that somebody could really decide at, say, 26 years old, like, you know what? I'm super passionate about this. I feel like this is my purpose. I could 100% do this.
Yeah, I totally don't think it's something that you have to be born with at all. I mean, like I said, I am such a science type of girl. And so I wanted to go into medicine. And I kind of realized that the reason I wanted to do that is I wanted to make an impact and make a difference. And now I'm just keeping that same reasoning, but I just kind of switched the way that I'm doing it, and now I'm doing it through my brand instead. But I definitely think that it's something that you can start something and kind of develop why you want to keep going as you're going. Because, like you said, I mean, it's so hard to wake up every day and want to keep doing something. I mean, especially as a single founder and not having a co-founder, like, I'm the person that has to get shit done. Like, I'm the person that has to wake up and want to actually do it. And so I definitely think that you can develop your why as you're going, but it has to be a little bit deeper than just, I want to make clothes. I want people to wear it, if that makes sense.
2019 was when I really like learned my true why, and I like to share this story because I think it's really interesting. I always like loved what I was doing, and I always had fun with what I was doing, but I think the main goal really, like at that point, was about the money, and not just the tangible money, not about a dollar amount, but the main thing that was my biggest reward was what I was able to do with that money. Travel, buy myself things that I never had before. So I thought that that was like deep enough, because I'm like, you know, it's not about the money, it's about what I can do with money. That was my mindset. And then I had a call with someone who was kind of like a business mentor. It was an older gentleman, and he was asking me questions, and he asked me what my why is. And I said my why was, you know, I'm traveling, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, kind of all the things. So I was like, still not getting it. So he's like, why do you do this? The thing that you just said, like, I would do this, I wouldn't change it if money didn't matter. Why do you do this job? Why this? And it took me a long time to really understand what he was asking me. And what he said was, you can make good money, you can travel, you can buy yourself things, you can find a job anywhere, spruce up your resume, and you could do this literally anywhere, any place, whatever. You're a young girl, you're a smart girl, anyone would hire you and pay you good money. There has to be a reason why, on your worst days, when you feel awful, you still would wake up and do this in the morning. And this is when I was able to realize it's not even about the income. because yes, you could make that income, probably more money doing something else, something easier. But the reason why I wake up and do this is because of the impact that I'm leaving on girls, because the way that I'm helping girls become more unapologetically themselves, the way that I'm helping girls, transform their lives. I share that story, even though it's a bit of a tangent, because it wasn't until that moment that I'm like, now everything makes sense. I could be doing anything else in the world, but I'm choosing to do this. Why? Because of the bigger purpose, because of the bigger meaning. And so it was after that that I feel like everything really started to like fall into place for me. I feel like it was after that that like I started to really understand, and that's when I started to make transitions and leaning into, more of the confidence coaching rather than the business coaching, and starting for the girls, and everything started to like one by one work out after that, because I'm like, oh, the whole point is to like live your life's purpose, and you get to make money doing that. But money isn't the point. The point is doing what you deeply desire to do, and then the money follows you. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah, totally. I mean, even in my episode of kind of like my tips for starting a business, I was like, if you want to make billions of dollars, go do something else. Like, don't do this. Like, I'm like, there's so many other ways to make so much more money that you're not going to be so kind of like emotionally and mentally and like physically taxed. Like, you have to have a reason to want to do this. And like, yeah, it's cool for people to be like, oh, I have a business, my business is in Vogue or my business is in whatever. But if your whole reason is kind of like one for that just kind of fame or two for the money, you could definitely do something way easier. Like, there's so many options.
Yeah, 100%. You actually said in that episode, like, this has simultaneously been the most rewarding and best thing I've ever done, and worst thing I've ever done in my life, like the most stressful thing I've ever done in my life. And I'm like, yes, 100%. Like, that's it. Like, you have to be willing to take that bad with that good. Like, you have to be willing to go through the really shitty, hard stuff in order to earn those good days. 100%. I feel like a lot of girls, though, they don't start at all because of those limiting beliefs. Like, we give them the warning. We tell them these things in advance, and we tell them it's going to be hard. We tell them fair and square, like, it's not going to be easy. But then they still stop to hold themselves back because of that fear of it being hard, that fear of it not being easy. It's like, no, I'm telling you, it's not going to be easy. I'm telling you, it's not going to be hard. It just has to be worth it to you. So for that reason, a lot of girls don't start at all. They just hold themselves back altogether, even if they really want to do it. Do you feel like you've had any limiting beliefs, or what would be your limiting beliefs if you've, struggled with any in this space? And if you did have them, what were your tips, or how did you overcome them?
Spring is coming, the sun is setting later and later each day, and I just did a massive spring cleaning to reset, starting in the kitchen with my Caraway cookware. I just got all my pots and pans reorganized, and I'm getting all my new recipes together to ease out of those winter dinners. There's no better feeling than a fresh start. With so many collections to explore, there's sure to be a Caraway for every kind of cook. I now have a white and a black ceramic set. There's even stainless steel, squareware, and bakeware too. And all sets come with complimentary, easy access storage solutions to keep the kitchen tidy. I had some empty space in the corner of my kitchen counter, so I just stacked one of my Caraway sets with the organizers, and the aesthetic is just chef's kiss. No pun intended. And not only do they fit perfectly in my kitchen, but they're non-toxic, so they fit my healthy lifestyle habits too. So visit carawayhome.com/forthegirls to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/forthegirls or use code forthegirls at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. This episode is brought to you by Lola Vie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic it needs no introduction. Jen's just a girl, just like us, and faces the same struggles we all do, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With Lola Vie, that dilemma is history.
My favorite in-shower product is the Intensive Repair Treatment because I'm so overdue for a trim and it's been so good for reducing breakage on my dead ends. The products are naturally derived, plant-based, and without silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten. And of course, they're cruelty-free and vegan too. So unlock Jennifer Aniston approved hair at lolavie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's 15% off of your order at lolavie.com with promo code for the girls. Please note that you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support my show and tell them I sent you.
Oh, 1,000%. I mean, I feel like I have limiting beliefs 24/7, but when I first started, I think I'm just such a person that I just love action. Like, I just don't really think about things. Well, not that I don't think about things, but I don't really think about the magnitude of things kind of before I do it. And so I was like, I just want to make this. Let's do it. Why would I not? And luckily, my parents raised me to kind of have the mentality of if I want to do something, I can work hard enough and I'm going to achieve it. So I kind of went into it with that mentality. And that's kind of what got me to just take that first step, basically because I didn't really think about it becoming a business and I didn't really think about how hard it was. But as I kept going and it became a business, and I realized there was so much more to it than just making an item and trying to sell it. There was like all this back end work that had to go into it. I think that my biggest limiting belief that I've like tried to overcome is kind of just myself in a way and my own self-sabotage. I mean, I'm such a person that I strive for perfection 24/7, and I always want to be the best at everything that I'm doing, and I always want to see such tangible results with literally everything. And so when I have a launch that doesn't do well, or I have employees that I have to try and manage all the time, or just certain things, like I feel like I get so down on myself and I start to feel like I'm not going to be able to actually make this a real thing. And so honestly, I think the biggest limiting factor has been myself. And I've just had to kind of take myself out of it almost and just view it from a business perspective and just think to myself, like, you can do this. And just kind of building that confidence in myself and knowing that I'm able to actually do it. Because when you're a single founder and you kind of only have yourself to rely on at the end of the day, you have to be your number one cheerleader. And if you're not, then it's just not going to work out.
Yeah. You know what though? I would say being a single founder is a blessing and a curse, because I understand that hard part of like having to go, you know, do everything on your own, not having like your other like hype person, but count your blessings, because sometimes having a co-founder is not the way to go either.
Totally.
And at least you get to know that like you can control things in your own way and do everything your own way. Sometimes, you know, I think in life, girls, like, you have to be your own biggest cheerleader, because sometimes it doesn't matter what anybody tells you. It literally has to just come from the heart. It has to come from within. And that right there segues into confidence, because I have a question for you about confidence in business and also just in your life. Even you could get personal. How important is confidence to you? What role does confidence play when it comes to you, Brianne, as a person, as a girl, or, you know, Brianne, the CEO and founder, or Brianne, the PhD student, like what, or even the podcast host? What role does confidence play in all that for you?
I mean, I think that kind of goes off of what I was just saying, how you have to be confident in your own abilities. I mean, the amount of people that have told me that I needed to only focus on HC and kind of give up school, or I needed to only focus on school because HC wouldn't be able to flourish if I didn't put all my effort into it 24/7, and kind of just told me a whole bunch of different stuff. I had to basically build up the confidence inside of myself to be like, no, you know what? I know that I'm able to do this. Like, I know that I can do this. Even when a ton of people are kind of telling me that I should pick and choose. And so confidence has always been a really big aspect of my life. It's not something that I've always had. It's not something that I could even really say that I necessarily have 24/7 now. I mean, I go through ebbs and flows. And some days I have a God complex and I literally think I'm the best thing to happen to this world. And I think I'm like the smartest student and I'm like such a badass CEO. And I'm like, everyone would want to work for me. Everyone wants to wear my clothes. And then I have days where I'm like, I'm not doing good at any of these things. And so I think for me, confidence is something that I try to work on as much as I can, but it's also something that I know kind of comes and goes, just who I am as a person. And I just have to kind of respect that and understand that and know that I'm going to be able to do everything that I want to do as long as I kind of like put the work into it and just kind of tune out all the outside voices that are trying to navigate things for me, if that makes sense.
No, 100%. That makes perfect sense. I love that. So, what would be your advice then for the girls who want to really like start boosting their confidence around their career or even just around the naysayers, like when they have family or friends telling them that they can't or what they should or shouldn't do? Or even what would be your advice around for girls who feel unfulfilled in their career and like they see someone like you who's really passionate about what they do, and they want to feel that way. And they're like, I do not feel passionate in my career. I feel super unfulfilled, you know, which ultimately lowers confidence. What would be your advice for anybody in that situation?
I think the first thing I would say is you need to get to know yourself. When I was younger and I was getting bullied and I was just not really giving myself kind of the attention that I deserved, I feel like I did a lot of things not necessarily in alignment with who I am. And I was just kind of like going through the motions. And when the pandemic hit and I was in lockdown, and I really was like, I need to work on my mental health. And I started doing therapy and I started to get to know myself. That's when I started to make decisions that better kind of aligned with who I am. And once you do that, and I mean, you've talked about it before, kind of taking that action to build that confidence. Once you do stuff and you take actions that really resonate with you, you're probably going to do them pretty well. And then you're going to build that confidence because you know that you're able to do it. And so I think getting to know yourself is crucial, getting to know what it is that you want in life, because everyone wants different things. And if you just want to make a ton of money, then pop off, have at her, and choose a career that's going to align with that. If you want to have a different type of purpose, then you need to get to know yourself to be able to know that. And yeah, I think journaling, even just sitting with yourself and just like taking yourself on a solo date. I talk about this a lot, how much I love being alone. Of course, I love my boyfriend. I love spending time with my family, but being alone is like one of the most underrated things ever. Like, you really get to know your shit. Like, you really get to know your deepest, darkest feelings. And that can be super scary and overwhelming. But once you kind of get past that first step, you really get to build that confidence and understand exactly what it is that you want in life, and then take certain steps and actions to actually have that be fulfilled.
I love that. I love that. You know, it could feel really like lonely at times, you know, especially for the single girls who, like you just said, like spending that time alone, if you feel like you're alone a lot. But instead of seeing it that way, instead of feeling alone, instead of seeing it as like a negative thing, flip it to how Bree just said about like, take that time to just get to know yourself. I think no time alone is time wasted if it's time invested. Like, whether it's journaling, understanding your feelings and just like sitting in it, picking up a hobby, like just starting to have fun doing other things. Like, you really never know. You could be somebody, I used to take like a pottery class. You could be somebody who decides to join a pottery program and then be like, wait, I want to do something in the creative field. Like, I want to do something a little bit more like artsy or hands-on. Like, that right there can tell you like what your passions are and what you're really like into. So every time that you are alone and you know, experiencing that, invest that time into getting to know yourself better and uncovering, you know, your deepest passions and, or like you said, your deepest, darkest feelings.
Yeah. And like, I mean, going off of that, I mean, it's not an easy thing. I think a lot of the reason we don't want to get to know ourselves is we're scared of who we are. And I literally kind of tried to suppress like my emotions and just ignore so much about myself until I was literally forced to sit at home in lockdown by myself and feel every single emotion that I had to feel. And it was not fun at all. I mean, I wouldn't sit here and tell everyone they should go and experience that because it was not a good time. But that's when everything started to work for me. I mean, if I were to kind of continue on the path that I was on, I don't know what I'd be doing right now. I probably wouldn't be happy. I mean, I wouldn't be with my boyfriend 1000% because I wouldn't have attracted that type of person. And so getting to know yourself is like the best thing a person can do.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. All right. Well, that just about wraps it up. Where can all of the girls find you? Where can they find your brand, your podcast, all the things you got going on?
Yeah, so my Instagram is just at Brand Helfrich, and then Helfrich Collectives is just Helfrich Collective. And then the podcast Insta is WTTC podcast underscore because someone took WTTC podcast. So I had to add a little something to it. I don't know why they
Hence
want
me
it,
putting the
but
dot in my name.
yeah, I'm
So
like, who is
annoying.
taking this from me? So that's where you can find those on socials. Helfrich Collective is just helfrichcollective.com if you want to shop. And then the podcast, Welcome to the Collective, is on literally every single streaming platform you could go on. So, yeah.
And be sure to check out the podcast because we will have an interview out as well on there. So that's a good one to listen to as of 2 days from when this episode goes live. So if you're listening to this on Monday, then it will be going live on Wednesday. So be sure to check it out. Thanks, Bree.
Thank you.